In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. Glad to be with you today. We continue Genesis 45. Joseph makes himself known. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before his brothers that stood by him, and he cried, "Cause every man to go out from me." And there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known to his brothers. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brothers, "I am Joseph. Does my father yet live?" And his brothers could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. They were afraid. They think that he's going to get back at them. But I tell you, they meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. How many times have we seen that people meant for evil, and God makes it out to be good? I tell you, the cross is that. The cross is that. It is our salvation. The people who crucified Jesus, and we did by our sins, they meant it for evil, but God means it for good. Salvation. Salvation on the cross in Jesus. And Joseph said unto his brothers, "Come near to me, I pray you." And they came near, and he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt." Well, Jesus was sold for 30 pieces of silver. "I am Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. Now therefore, do not be grieved, do not be angry with yourselves that you sold me, for God did send me before you to preserve life. For those 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 more years in which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity on the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me, but God, and he hath made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of his house, and ruler throughout all the land of Egypt." I tell you, to those who love God and are called to his purpose, all things work together for the good. Things that were meant for evil, God changes for the good to those who love him. I tell you, this is real. This is as real as I'm looking out the window and I can see a tree bare at this point. And it's as real as that tree. You meant it for evil. God meant it for good. Oh, yes. The people who put Jesus on the cross physically meant it for evil, but God meant it for good, that it became our salvation. This is the reality of salvation, that evil is conquered by the cross, and evil is conquered once and for all in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. I continue. Joseph sends for Jacob. "Make haste and go up to my father and say unto him, thus says your son Joseph, God hath made me Lord of all Egypt. Come down unto me, and do not hesitate. And you shall dwell in the land of Goshen, you and shall dwell near unto me, you and your children, and your children's children, and your flocks, and your herds, and all that you have. And there will I nourish you, for there are yet 5 years of famine, lest you and your household and all that you have come to poverty." You see, this is God working through which was evil. They sold him into slavery, but God makes good out of it. Look at your life right now. What is cloudy? What is dark? What is sinful? God means it for good. You go to confession. You go to confession. God means it for good. And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaks unto you. And you shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and of all that he has seen. And you shall make haste and bring down my father here, bring Israel here, Jacob here. And he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. So this is very emotional for Joseph. This is very emotional. He got his brothers back. You see, there was no vengeance in him. There was no vengeance in him. He just knew that they meant it for evil, but God meant it for the good. To those who love God, all things work together for the good. All things. Oh yes, I have something really big that I'm waiting for God to change for the good. Because you know what? To all who love God, all things work for the good. And if people meant it for evil, God means it for good. Yes. But Joseph had to suffer an awful lot before the harvest of goodness came. And he fell upon his brother Benjamin, his neck, and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. Moreover, he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them. And after that, his brethren, his brothers, talked with him. And his fame was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph's brothers have come. And it pleased Pharaoh well and his servants. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, say unto your brethren, this do you. Lade your beasts and go get you into the land of Canaan, and take your father and your households and come unto me, that I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and you shall eat the fat of the land. You see, Joseph was a star. Everything Joseph touched prospered. Why? Because he was a man of God. He did not sin. Oh, he could have sinned with Potiphar's wife, but he said no. He said, I have the whole kingdom. The only thing I don't have is the wife of Potiphar. I will not sin. And he was put in jail where he interpreted dreams, and someone remembered that he interpreted their dream and told Pharaoh. It's all about God. It's all about the power of God. It's all about God changing that which is dark into that which is light. That's what God does. Take your father and your households and come unto me, and I will give you the good of the land. Now you are commanded this: you must take your wagons out of the land of Egypt, for your little ones, for your wives, and bring your father and come. Also regard not your staff, for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours. I'm going to give you the best land in Egypt. They didn't even deserve it. Again, it has nothing to do with deserve and everything to do with the grace of God. With the grace of God. You know, Joseph could have said, you people sold me into slavery and I'm going to put you all in jail. Joseph forgave his brothers. I'm telling you that that's one of the things that we need to do. We need to forgive our brothers. We need to forgive our sisters. We need to forgive our parents. We need to forgive ourselves. We need to forgive those who hurt us. Oh yes, don't carry them to the grave. I was told a story the other day of a person who won't forgive. And I said to the person that told me the story, I don't know the person who it is, I said, tell this person they're going to carry the one that they will not forgive to the grave. They're going to carry him to the grave because you don't forgive. I tell you, forgiveness sets us free. Forgiveness gives us the chains fall off our knees, our legs, and our hands. It's all about forgiveness. And the children of Israel did so. And Joseph gave them wagons according to the commandment of Pharaoh and gave them provision for the way. They're going back to get Jacob. And all of them, he gave each man changes his raiment, But to Benjamin he gave 300 silver pieces and 5 changes of clothes. Why? Because it's Joseph's whole brother. And to his father he sent after this manner 10 donkeys laden with good things of Egypt, and 10 she-donkeys laden with corn and bread and meat for the father on the way. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed. And he said unto them, see that you fall not on your way. And they went up out of Egypt, and came to the land of Canaan, unto Jacob their father, and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive. He is governor over the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. He didn't believe them. And they told him all the words of Joseph that he had said unto them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived. So remember, the father really was very upset that Joseph was killed, but never was he killed. Oh, what the brothers meant for evil, God means for good. How many times do I have to say it? And Israel said, it is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive, and I go to see him before I die. I tell you, this is something. This is something. This story of Joseph, this story of forgiveness, this story of God working all things together for the good to those who love him. But not only for Joseph, but for you, but for me, but for us. People meant it for evil, but God means it for good. I tell you, this is real. If you belong to God, you belong to Jesus, you know that he will work all things together for the good because you love him. This is our faith. And sometimes it's hard to grasp that because we have been hurt so badly. But Joseph was hurt worse than any of us were hurt. Put in prison, but everything he touched prospered. Jacob moves to Egypt. And Israel, or Jacob, took his journey, and all that he had, they came to Beersheba, and they offered sacrifices unto God, the God of his father Isaac. And God spake unto Israel, unto Jacob, in the visions of the night, and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, here I am. And he said, I am God, the God of your father. Fear not to go down to Egypt, for I will there make of you a great nation. I will go down with you into Egypt. Hallelujah. See, God is for us. God is with us. God is in us. Do you know that today? I will go with you. You know, when Moses said to the Lord, who shall I send? Said, send me to the people, my people, the Jewish people. Who am I to tell them? He said, I will be with you. I will be with you, Moses. I will be with you, Jacob. I will be with you who hear my voice. But not only with you, but Jesus breathed in them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. And he said, who sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Who sins you retain shall be retained. I will be with you and I will be in you. Do you know that today? Do you know that today? That the Bible tells us that he's not only with us, but he's in us. I will go down with thee into Egypt, and I will also surely bring you up again. And Joseph shall put his hand upon your eyes. And Jacob rose up from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried Jacob their father and their little ones and their wives in the wagons which Pharaoh had set for him to come. And they took their cattle and their goods which they had gotten in the land of Canaan, and they came unto Egypt, Jacob and all of his seed with him, his sons' sons, his daughters, his sons' daughters, and all the seed brought he with him into Egypt. I tell you, this is fantastic. God knows how to do things. I tell you, when we get in the way, then we don't see the action of God. And one of the big problems with us is that we're control freaks. We're going to make this work out. No, God will make this work out. God knows how to make things work out. We need to trust Him. We need to trust Him. Oh, Jesus, I trust in You. Jesus, I trust in You. Jesus, I trust in You that You're going to bring good out of everything that has happened in my life. How do I know that? Because God says, for those who love Me, all things work together for the good. And these are the names of the children of Israel which came unto Egypt: Jacob and his sons, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and his sons of Reuben, Hancock, and Phallu, Hezron, and Carmi, and the sons of Simeon, Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Zohar, Shaul, Canaanitish women, and the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Mari, and so on and so forth. The sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, Joseph, and Benjamin. And unto Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, which Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, priest, on bare unto him. And the sons of Benjamin were Bela, and Becca, and Ashbel, and Jerah, and so on and so forth. The sons of Rachel that were born to Jacob, all the souls were 14, and go on with the sons. And all the souls that came with Jacob into Egypt, which came out of his loins, beside Jacob's sons, wives, all the souls that were 66. And the sons of Joseph which were born him in Egypt were 2 souls. All the souls of the house of Jacob which came into Egypt were 60. And he sent Judah before him unto Joseph to direct his face unto Goshen. And they came into the land of Goshen. And Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to meet Israel his father to Goshen, and presented himself unto him. And he fell upon his neck and wept on his neck for a good while. And Israel said unto Joseph, Now let me die, since I have seen the face, because you are yet alive. And Joseph said unto his brethren and unto his father's house, I will go up and show Pharaoh and say unto him, My brethren and my father's house, which were in the land of Canaan, have come to me, and the men are shepherds, for their trade hath been to feed cattle, and they have brought their flocks and their herds and all that they have. And it shall come to pass, when Pharaoh shall call you and shall say, What is your occupation? That you shall say, Your servant's trade hath been with cattle from our youth even until now, both we and also our fathers, that you may dwell in the land of Goshen, for every shepherd is an abomination unto the Egyptians. Chapter 47. Then Joseph came and told Pharaoh and said, My father and my brothers and their flocks and their herds, they have come here. They have come out of the land of Canaan, and behold, they are in the land of Goshen. And he took some of his brethren, even 5 men, and presented them unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto his brethren, What is your occupation? They said unto Pharaoh, Thy servants are shepherds, both we and also our fathers. They said moreover unto Pharaoh, For to sojourn in the land are we come, for your servants have no pasture for their flocks, for the famine is sore in the land of Canaan. Now therefore we pray you, let your servants dwell in the land of Goshen. I guess in Goshen there was grass. And Pharaoh spoke unto Joseph, saying, Your father and your brothers are come unto you. And the land of Egypt is before you. In the best of the land make your father and brethren dwell. In the land of Goshen, the best of the land, let them dwell. For you know any man of activity among them, then make them rulers over my cattle. And Joseph brought in Jacob his father, and set him before Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, how old are you? And Jacob said unto Pharaoh, the days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have the days of the years of my life been, and have not attained unto the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from before Pharaoh. You see, even Pharaoh, the pagan, because he loved Joseph, allowed his father to have the best of lands in Goshen. Even Pharaoh, the pagan, we have to remember he's a pagan. He's not a Jew, but his heart was moved because he loved Joseph, because Joseph told him what to do during the years of plenty and during the years of famine. And as a result, he gives Joseph's family the best of land in Goshen. It's all God working. It's all God working. Working to for good because they love him. Do you see Joseph's brothers, the 11 brothers of Joseph, do you see that hatred did not even invade Joseph's heart? Only mercy, only forgiveness. They were afraid that Joseph was going to get back at them. But he said, God meant it for good. You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. This is real. This is real. How often do I have to tell you? Look at your life now. Whatever you're dealing with, point to it and say, God will work these things for the good. God will work these things for the good. Somebody wanted us to have evil, but God will work these things for the good. Say it out loud. God will work out these things for the good. For the good. Joseph was in slavery. Joseph was accused, and he did nothing wrong. God worked everything out for the good because God loved Joseph. God was with Joseph, and Joseph was with God. Do you know that today? That God is with you. Do you know that Jesus Christ will never leave you nor forsake you? Do you know that the Lord has plans for your life? You say, I'm too old. No, the Lord has plans for your life, and his plans are good. You might say, so many things have happened to me that are evil. People have wished me evil. God will change it for the good if you forgive those people. It's all about forgiveness. It's all about forgiveness. And you can hold these people to yourself, and you can take them to the grave. But why don't you just tell God, give me the grace to forgive people. Give me the grace to forgive people so that I will be set free from the chains of unforgiveness. Give me the power to forgive people. Give me that power today. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. 40 Days for Life is happening in Lynn near the hospital. I think it's a couple of doors away from the hospital. And people are there every single day, two people at least, telling people that they kill children in this place and asking people to change their minds by the grace of the living God. And also 40 Days for Life is happening at Planned Parenthood in Boston. It's every single day that they unite in prayer, trying to help the women that are there, trying to tell the women that God has a plan for them and for their baby. Just want you to pray for somebody right now, somebody who's had an abortion and are really experiencing darkness. Father, forgive them, for they didn't know what they were doing. Let them know that you are in love with them. Give them your grace. Give them your peace. Give them your joy. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.